was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Take no prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it is Sunday night, July 20th, 2008. And we have what will arguably be the most important program that we've ever had the honor of producing. Many of you know by now that I sent out an urgent email just a couple of hours before the program, and I've never undertaken such an event before. But in the course of a casual conversation with someone I hold in high regard, and someone who I had asked to talk to a friend of mine upon this fellow's release from an arrest this past week, hoping that this party would be able to get through to him as to certain necessary procedures, where I probably have not succeeded in conveying that message adequately, I found myself sitting there for 5 or 6 minutes listening to what was pretty much the most amazing discourse on handling oneself in court and fulfilling a commercial remedy that I have ever had the honor of being privy to. And so I said, would you do me the honor of coming on the program tonight, because the way you stated it needs to be disclosed to the entire world as a bedrock event, a foundational event, whereby people all across the world can refer to their notes and study and learn how to be that party, how to be comfortable in that forum, and take all of those wonderful liens and commercial remedies and default judgments and administrative judgments and stand on them and win every case that you're in. So that part is going to be joining us right after the break, and we'll probably devote the first half of the program to him, and I'll tell you his name in just a moment. I'll have the honor of sharing his name with you in just a moment, but before that, I also would like to mention that the second half of the program, I have the pleasure of bringing forth another formidable party, someone who's becoming a formidable institution, Keith Edward Livingway, who will be joining us to discuss, to continue our discussion of sovereign procedures and the work he's doing in this area, and the seminar that he is putting on at my specific request in Albany, New York, in about a week or two. It will be Albany 2nd and 3rd, and we'll be coming back to that in the second half of the program. Before we get to either of those, let me just apologize, as I did by email, for being so far behind in answering communications and in responding to phone calls and the like. I'm at least a week behind, which is a staggering load to catch up on, but I promise that I will do my very best to get back on the track. It's just been a very busy week with some very important situations and cases and other things ongoing. Secondly, I am aware of all of your requests having come in regarding attorney repellent strategies and technology, and that such strategies have not been formalized into any kind of package that you can use. But I make you this promise that in the first amount of spare time I get, hopefully over the next couple of weeks, I will formalize that as a full set of administrative procedures, and we'll find some way to make that available, perhaps in the same way we distributed the contract dispute settlement package. We will want to guard that particular technology, and I'll tell you how when we return after the break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back, friends. I'll tell you, folks, I'm very excited about tonight's program, and I don't think that's any false excitement or false bravado. I think what you're about to hear will change your world. What do they say? What do the kids say now? Will rock your world, if you'll only let it. But prior to the break, I was mentioning that the attorney repellent package, there is no attorney repellent package, and I will rectify that. And we will make that available. It is just like the contract dispute settlement package. It's pretty dangerous technology in the wrong hands, so we will control it. We'll require some form of identification, and which we will attach to the documents, and just make sure that it we'll do our best that it doesn't fall into inappropriate hands. Also, I did announce by email, and I'm going to ask the assistance of certain people regarding the decision that was made on a whim, on a lark, the other morning to hold some form of extensive law merchant training, training resources, a seminar, a retreat, something expansive and comprehensive for all of my Canadian brothers who have expressed interest in taking the information that has been distributed by Winston and now expanding upon how do we accomplish these things and adapting all of the BIC technology to the Canadian system. And we haven't decided whether that will be in a 5-day retreat format or a couple of 3-day seminars, but if you refer to the email I sent out earlier today and provide me with
your suggestions and advice regarding that, then we will try and accommodate the preferential demand. So that's upcoming in either the end of October or in September for the first of a three-day seminar, and then the end of October, and that would be literally right across the border from Ottawa, centrally located, all of Canada except for Vancouver probably could drive down here. With the speeds that are allowed on the 401, I think I let you guys go at about 500 miles an hour, or at least I got stopped by an officer up there 30 years ago who said, where are you boys going at 140 kilometers an hour? And we told him, and he laughed and let us go. So it should be a pretty convenient situation. Now, on with the show. I had a conversation earlier today, and I was simply blown away. This is a subject that I have spoken about many times, but never with the eloquence of our next guest. I'm going to ask our next guest not to come on the program and thank me for what I'm saying about him. He's a very humble fellow. It's all true. I've heard Winston talk on this topic. I've heard me talk ad nauseum on this topic, but not to the extent and degree that you are about to hear. And if you listen carefully, take notes, transcribe the program, and really study them, then what you are about to hear will change your life. You merely have to permit it to happen. It will return to you control over your life and put you in a situation where if you go into court, you absolutely understand that that court is your domain. You understand, number one, that you have defaulted those parties in an administrative process they failed to answer, and now they have to pay the price. Number two, you may have secured their confession, their stipulation to certain high crimes against mankind, which might be assault on a foreign official, theft of funds in the Admiralty, insurrection, plunder, kidnapping, piracy, treason, violation of their oath of office. It goes on and on and on. And this party, we're just going to let this party speak uninterrupted, and you'll see how you would apply that information. So without further ado, let me bring to the program someone most of you are familiar with, many of you know, even those of you who know him well, even more important now to open our minds, open our ears, and hear what he has to say. Tom Schultz, welcome to the program. Tom, are you there? Tom, are you there? All right. Apparently we're having a technical difficulty, and my producer will tend to it. That would be funny after all this build-up if Tom doesn't appear. But let me give you a little bit of background information, if I may. Tom has said to me numerous times, Sam, I love commerce. In fact, Tom loves commerce more than I love commerce. And the reason is that he will... Well, I think the reason will become apparent during the program as we hear him speak. He will take that commercial settlement, and in his hands, it is absolutely a knife. It's like a scalpel in the hands of a surgeon. It's, I would say that Tom in commerce is equivalent to or superior to any sovereign man operating in his domain. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that it really doesn't matter where your area of expertise lies. It simply matters if you know who you are. Now, that's a very tall order, knowing who you are when you have the normal fears and frailties that we all have. But tonight's program, even if we're delayed for whatever technical reasons, tonight's program will give you the technology and the temperament that you need to undertake that sort of a transition in your thinking. In other words, going into the courtroom, well, let me back up on that. I asked Tom today if he would talk to a friend of mine who was arrested this past week. And there are many ways that we have in mind for dealing with this fellow's case, but this fellow is probably most competent in commercial procedures like most of you listening to the program are. And I wanted him to hear direct from Tom's mouth how Tom would discourse in the courtroom with the judge or whoever the so-called parties of interest are, whether it be a traffic case or the first pretrial hearing or an arraignment or being brought in iron. Now, I could move on this topic very quickly, but I'd really like you to hear it out of Tom's mouth himself, and I don't want to give away any of what he will be saying or what I'm going to coax him into saying. So forgive me for the technical problems here, folks, and for rambling on without getting to the substance. I'll ask you to pause for a minute, and I'm going to check with my producer, Manny, and see if he could have if he could call Tom directly or if there's some connection problem that can be ironed out. All right, folks, I think we're almost there. And while we're waiting, let me just comment on one other thing that I included in the email today. You, those of you who read it, those of you who have nothing better to do with your Sundays than read an email from Sam Kennedy, may notice that I asked for a moment of prayer for our old friend, Larry Becraft. Now, those of you who don't know Larry, Larry is an attorney, and he's a very, very vocal advocate for remaining a United States subject. So we're going to go to Tom, but before we do, let's take 30 seconds and pray literally for the soul of Larry Becraft and pray for wisdom and enlightenment and open-mindedness to those things which he may not be so willing to see. Father, we ask your blessings for Larry Becraft and for all of the other Return on Me's who are out in the field believing that they are executing their sworn duty, not realizing the harm that they are committing against lawful living sovereign men and women over whom they have no jurisdiction. So we ask for their wisdom and their peace and that their souls be brought into the kingdom. Amen. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sam. I apologize for that. I had a little problem with the speakerphone there for a while.
All right. Well, Tom, I don't know if anyone's going to want to take any suggestions from a guy who doesn't know how to operate his own phone.
Yeah.
So welcome. I'm not going to... Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to have you here, but I'm going to make up this time, and we're going to get right into it. Tom, I'd like to ask you flat out like I did this afternoon. By the way, is there any story of the last two or three days you'd like to share with us?
Well, kind of what I told you this afternoon. I was arrested Friday evening.
Okay, you were arrested Friday evening. How many times has that been?
I don't know, probably about 65, 70 times. I don't know.
All right, so you went in, and in this case you decided to bail yourself out. Now you're going to face a hearing. And you're going right on with your business. This doesn't seem to be a big disruption. And the first
no,
step...
Just, I'm sorry, Sam, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Business as usual, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Which is a sorry statement on the state of affairs in the United States that a man who knows exactly who he is has to get brought in and teach them who they are not. But in a way, isn't that the Lord delivering to the courts a fellow like Tom Schultz who can provide them with that education?
Well, I don't think I'm much in the way of education, Sam, but I do feel it's kind of a mission the Lord put me on. It's not something I want to ever get involved in.
You're not much in the way of education. Well, what did the officer say to you after he called Las Vegas?
He said that the Las Vegas police would not like to talk to me, not like to have me around. Didn't want anything to do with me.
They want no part of you. And he asked you, what did you do to Las Vegas? And basically you said to him something like, well, you're about to find out.
Yeah, I'd right. 10 to 12 days you'd be worried.
Very good. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we have a very short segment. Tom will tell you about what he'll do in the administrative process, and then he's going to come back. And, folks, in the 20 minutes after that, you will want to clean the wax out of your ear canal. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Just a reminder to all of our Canadian patriots to please drop me a line tonight or tomorrow at Restore Canada, not Restore Dot, just Restore Canada at Hush.com, and let me know if you prefer the 3-day or the 5-day event, and that's what we will try to accommodate. It's scheduled either a 5-day at the very end of October or a 3-day in September and a following 3-day, maybe 5-6 weeks later in October. Okay, Tom, thanks for joining us. Now, in this situation, since you're instantly in another one of those cases, why don't you tell us what you would prepare? Would you go to the BIC Comprehensive Administrative Remedy? Is that what you use?
Absolutely, Sam, because I bring in the damages and my commercial claims against them.
All right, so you
use
the
full gamut of what they've done.
All right, what kinds of defaults, what kinds of stipulations do you have them stipulate to? Do you include stipulations that they've committed certain crimes?
Absolutely. I'll put in an affidavit of truth. It's a maximum of law that an unrebutted affidavit stands as the truth in law and commerce. And that will become the basis of my contract for battery, assault, assault on a foreign official, conspiracy, racketeering, crimes against humanity, violations of the oath of office, etc. And I'll send it off to them and let them have their 10 days to try and report it. And if not, they're going to agree by default that they've committed all these crimes.
Do you
counterclaim to the court?
I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Tom.
So my counterclaim to the court will be, let's address these felonies.
And that would be presented to them along with the comprehensive administrative letter, or what we now call BIC suite?
Absolutely. BIC suite, along with my certificates of default. Hopefully I'll have the time to get them apostilled and make the court aware that had they not been noticed of it, I have them available for them today.
And
so you
would bring a certified copy of the entire evidence packet, which would be the notary certificate of non-response and all of the attachments.
Correct, including my political status documents, things like that.
All right, so you have your political status document, and you have, do you include the default stipulations that are in the BIC suite?
Yes.
Do you include the confession of judgment?
Absolutely.
All right, so all of that material is bundled up, and you take it down to the state, and you receive an apostille, and then you take it to the county and file it, or vice versa. And now you place that into the case, and you also bring some copies with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I want to make sure that they know that I'd like to resolve these issues with them in as fair and as equitable a manner as I can possibly do.
So you're not there to argue with them?
No, I let them know that they have judgment and estoppel on their issues, but I do want to come to this court and resolve an issue that's outstanding, and that is my contractual agreements and their confessions to committing felonies. And I want to comply with misprisoner felony statutes, which would require a citizen to come in and let them know about crimes he's aware of.
And is that how you would start addressing them, telling them that I'm here today to address the counterclaim pursuant to the certain crimes to which you've confessed and the defendant's misprison of felony obligation?
Absolutely. And I'd also like to state that it's not my intention to harass or hurt or harm anybody, but these men are in dire need of a better education since they wear lethal weapons and act in the capacity of quasi-goons. They need to have a better understanding of what it is they're lawfully employed to do.
So, what, if I understand what you're saying here, is that these confessed felonies are going to be used to motivate the court to order some sort of retraining or re-education of the sheriff's department, the city police department, whatever the venue may be.
Yeah, and hopefully the prosecutor, judge, and the rest of the court system will concur with my conclusions. If not, if they want to act in the capacity of co-conspirators and join these felons, I'll be glad to address them to further law enforcement agencies, the prosecution.
So, judge, if you wish to act in the capacity of a co-conspirator and join yourself to these confessed felonies, then we can certainly arrange to continue the prosecution in another venue.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Tom, I've never heard you sound so calm in my entire life. So when we come back from the break, there will be a break coming up in just under a minute. When we come back from the break, we're going to get right into it from beginning to end. We're going to go into that courtroom. And I'm not going to interrupt you, Tom, and I'm just going to ask you to start off with the same vim and vigor that you demonstrated this afternoon in you walk in that courtroom cold, and now what's going to happen? How would you handle it? You spoke, I mean this in the best sense of the word, you just spoke endlessly. If I had asked you to continue talking on the subject, you could have talked for 5 hours on it as if you were addressing the judge, and yet it all came back to the same 6 or 8 different issues: default, estoppel, felonies on record, here's my counterclaim, and I want this thing resolved, or else we're going to join you to it. It was sheer brilliance, and that's where we're going to pick up when we come back. Tom, I'll ask you to just take over. Folks, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please don't go away. You won't want to miss this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, friends. We're here with Tom Scholz about to have what I hope will be the most important discussion that any of us has ever sat through. It's not going to be much of a discussion. I'll be mostly silent. But this will give you the tools that you need to face the typical situation. And, Tom, let me just set that situation up, if I may. Typical situation. You've been arrested. You've decided to bond out. And so now you've signed on to an appearance bond as the defendant, and at that point you use the BIC process to settle the claim, then you rescind the appearance bond and you return it, accepted for value or made payable to Treasury. You have the ZYA processes in there as well. And now some people at that point will show up at a hearing, some people at that point will stand on their right of privacy, absolute privacy, and their right of avoidance and not appear. And what will happen there is either the case will disappear, as sometimes happens at the federal level, or at the state level where they're more ignorant, more than likely, they're going to send out a couple of police officers with a warrant to pick you up. So now you come in shackles, or you've elected to appear at a traffic hearing or some other hearing without shackles. But let's assume it's the tough situation where you're in shackles, and you are now going to settle this meeting. A man in shackles is not competent to contract, and so that's the first issue. Tom, why don't you take over and bring us into the courtroom?
Well, first I'd like to tell everybody here on the radio that every time I appear in court, I'm as nervous as a newborn child. I know that I'm walking into Satan's den, and I recognize that. And I'd like to say that anybody who doesn't feel frightened going into their courtrooms is either a lunatic or not aware of what goes on over there. But I do find this. I do find after all these experiences in court that after a minute or two opening up your mouth, you will start to hum like a race car. And so I think what Sam was describing this afternoon in our conversation was me getting on a little bit of roll. He kind of tweaked me up again and reminded me I'm going to go into a court and talk to evil ministers dressed in black robes who represent Satan's evil system. So if I were in shackles and appeared in the costume as a prisoner, the first thing I would be saying is, number one, a man who is shackled and bound is not free to do anything. So if these people here would like to, these actors here would like to contract with me, I can't comply in this capacity as a shackled man, none free. So I would expect them to unshackle me and free me. At that point in time, I might do several things. Now that I am free, am I free, Judge? Foreign on the record, I am free? Okay, good. Now I may accept that offer right now and leave the courtroom. My business with you is done. Although because I'm going to bring in a large amount of commercial remedy here, what I want to do is enforce and enlighten these people as to what true law is. True law is we, the people, have established and ordained the constitutions of each and every state. We, the people, ordained the power given to the United States with their constitution. We, the people, have the right to keep it in force or abolish it. And I am one of those people. I am the person with authority here. You people are, you actors are, under a civil contract, under a civil commission to act as my public servant. And as such, I accept your contract to protect and defend my liberties. If so facto, without question. Now, because I have a matter here of urgent issue, I am reporting to this court crimes, high crimes, not small issues, but felonies. First of all, I'm going to report to you that four policemen assaulted me, stopped me without a warrant, had no affidavit, had no probable cause, and proceeded to harass me. They started with requests for driver's license, which I told them I do not carry, I do not consent to carry, and I will not carry because I am a lawful man and I'm not required to have a piece of paper to drive a car. Now, they, of course, wanted to define that as a motor vehicle. We are not going to get into arguments with people. I will address the court as this issue has been resolved. It is judgment and estoppel. There is no controversy here, and I'm not entering into any controversy with this court. I'm coming in here with clean hands, with good faith, and honorable intentions, with no intention to mislead or deceive anyone. But the urgent nature of my business here is to report felons, and I expect that to be treated with the utmost priority. Now, because these men have been trained by your organization, the state or the municipality, as public servants, they have either been deliberately or maliciously trained in procedures and whatever you'd like to call that, that are completely against the law. And they may be doing this out of their ignorance, although I'm going to ask the court to rule on the issue of whether ignorance of the law is an excuse. So I have no controversy with these men. I don't want to harm these men, but on the same token, they have confessed to committing felonies against me. Now, this court can either use this opportunity to reprimand them severely, okay, take appropriate action to them to re-educate them and straighten out their procedures, or these men can be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, whichever way this court decides. Not my business. My business here is to report public servants who are malfeasant and negligent and are breaking the law in the process of supposedly enforcing law. So, as I get into this, we're going to discover what kind of actors we have in this court, whether we have a prosecutor who would like to, you know, breach this contract matter, or we have a judge who wants to start examining me with statutory things, in which case I will tell him I do not understand your statute, nor do I consent to anything, nor do we have any controversy here. That matter is settled. I am bringing in a matter related to that court case, which is these felonies. And this contract here has already been established and has been verified and certified by agents of the Secretary of State. This is under the rules of civil procedure, Rule 902. It's not open to argument. Anybody who wants to join this issue here has been notified that they are a party to this issue at a fee of $50 million per Now, who in this courtroom would like to jump into this matter, knowing full well they have complete liability for this issue? I've also given you a waiver of tort. We're not going to go through your normal statutory tort processes. You have a confession of judgment involved here. We're not going to go through any of these upside-down, backward turns and twists that you've used to protect yourself, because you enter voluntarily into this contract to either protect and defend my liberties or to breach and try to keep me into some position of peonage or involuntary servitude or whatever other issues they may come to bear. But I will make this court aware of all these facts that I am telling them about, and I want to see their responses. Now, if they want to tell me that they're going to become a joinder in this situation by trying to defend officers who broke the law, I'm going to point that out to them, that these are not only contractual issues that they've stepped into voluntarily, but now they are also guilty of violating their oath of office. They may be committing sedition by not adjusting the accounts. They may be guilty of the misprision of felonies for theft of funds. They may be guilty of sedition against the United States, insurrection. If there's any armed officers in the room, now we're involved in treason. If anybody is trying to get me into a situation of voluntary slavery, okay, or boy trafficking, or any of these other issues that I can go on and on with, all these crimes are going to be noted for the record. I will be there with an envelope that says criminal complaints. I will be there with my instant criminal complaints, my pen in hand and checklist ready. Well, I shouldn't say that, because if I came and changed, obviously I'm not prepared. But I will, on the record, charge anybody with any crimes that happen in front of me. I will make them aware, or ask the court, if they're aware of the Michigan and United States Supreme Court decisions that make it perfectly clear that the term person does not include the sovereign. And they have no power of attorney to decide or conclude or presume what my political status is. If anybody needs to know what my political status is, they can go verify that with the apostilles recorded with the Secretary of State, recorded with The Hague, and recorded in county offices, which have been public notice to the world and have been established for years. These people have been noticed and are on the record, and let's see what they want to do about it. And I will make it clear that whatever the amount of damages are, I expect that the county attorney will be the designated fiduciary to institute foreclosure proceedings immediately based upon their confession of guilt and their confession of judgment. So we can waive all these statutory processes and designate the county attorney as fiduciary to go start foreclosures immediately. And I will instruct them to start with buildings and property and land first, moving through the cars, and then down to the computers and the little items on their desk until we get these matters resolved. Because I will point out that they are a municipal corporation. I will point out that they may not be aware of the Clarkfeld Doctrine, but I am. The Supreme Court has decided that when a court operates in commerce, that they have no more lawful authority than any other corporation. In other words, they have no more lawful authority to issue an order or hold me under arrest or hold me under contempt or bring me into their statutory guidelines than McDonald's Corporation does. They need my complete consent, and I don't give it to them. Therefore, how clear is this? Now, who wants to break the law in front of me? Because if you need to be arrested, I will certainly help you get there. And we can go on. I mean, a lot of times I consider this a lot like playing chess or a lot like playing soccer. It is a fluid game, and you're playing with personalities. Some people will sit there and listen to what you have to say. Other people are going to try and demonstrate how powerful and forceful they can be, and we'll straighten them right out. Because I know by what authority I go into a courtroom. I am the only Supreme Court justice there. I am the only living man there who's not acting under color of law. And so that's what I will bring with me, my
now,
power
Tom,
and my authority.
You mentioned to me that all of this is done by the art of questioning. So what I'd like to do is turn this into the normal nomenclature that you would use, because most of this is being done when you're engaging the judge. Most of this is being done with the art of questions. So, for instance, you may ask him if he's a civilly appointed official, or you may ask him if he has lawful authority, and so on. So would you address it from that perspective, please?
Yeah, I know I was a little bit setting the stage, and if I were talking to a judge, I would say things like this. is this court not aware of documents filed and judgments in estoppel?
What documents are you talking about, Mr. Schultz?
What documents are that?
What documents are you talking about, Mr. Schultz? For you.
I'm sorry, what was that question?
I'm playing judge here. What documents are you talking about, sir?
The documents that have been certified by the Secretary of State and delivered to this court by certified or registered mail.
Yeah,
is
we don't
this court
recognize
not in possession
those.
Of those documents?
We don't recognize those.
You don't recognize those documents? You don't recognize the legal principle of judgment and estoppel? Do you recognize
those documents don't apply in this forum. Those documents
what
don't apply in this forum.
I'm sorry, Sam. Your volume was a little bit late.
Yeah, those documents don't apply in this forum, and if you attempt to raise them, then you're going to be looking at a contempt citation.
What type of contempt would that be? Civil or criminal?
You'd be looking at criminal contempt if you continue down this line.
Well, the Constitution provides for two forms of criminal prosecution. One is under the common law, and one is under admiralty or military jurisdiction. Which one do you presume that you're going to charge me with?
You put him right in a bind with that, obviously, because he can't admit to being in one, and he can't admit to being out of the other.
Yeah, exactly. So exactly what venue or jurisdiction are you talking about?
Yes, this is a criminal court, sir.
What criminal court? Is it an admiralty court or a common law court?
This is not an admiralty court.
It is not an admiralty court, so I'm presuming that you're informing that this is a common law court?
This is a criminal court, sir, and if you keep up with this line, then we will move for contempt. Then I will order the bailiff to remove you.
All right. Are you aware, sir, that I have a right to question this court's authority?
We're not here to answer questions today. We're here to find out whether you received the charging document, whether you've read the indictment. Do you understand the charges before you?
No, I do not understand. Are you aware of the documents that have been presented to you as certified by the Secretary of State?
And what have they usually answered to you when you asked them that?
Generally speaking, they'll move to some statutory jurisdiction, is what they're trying to tell me.
Right, okay.
And
so
then I will bring
that
up,
doesn't qualify
you aware
under
of the
rule
Supreme
such,
Court?
That, such and such.
Under rule such and such?
Yeah, let's say it does. They're going to make a claim. Prosecutor stands up and says, no, that's in violation of rule such and such. Those documents don't have weight, or that's a violation of this statute or that statute. So how do you respond to them presuming that you've agreed to a statutory contract?
Okay, are you aware, sir, that the Supreme Court says that statutes do not apply to a sovereign and that a sovereign cannot be sued in his own court without his own consent, and I don't grant you such consent?
All
therefore,
right.
The
you
issue here
back to the
this
felon,
court
right?
is not about me but about you and your behavior. Now, we can proceed on a misdemeanor level or we can progress to the felony level that I brought to this court. Would you like to ignore misprison of felony issues?
And how do they respond to that?
Well, that's my question to them. Are you
yes,
going to
they,
ignore
they
misprison of felony statutes? Okay. Because if you're ignoring misprison of felony statutes, are you becoming a co-conspirator to the felons? Is this court unable to hear me? Is there a problem with the microphone? Excuse me here. Are you people aware of the criminal activity that's going on here right now? I'm charging you people with felony actions, okay? I am ready to produce the affidavits of probable cause right now for your arrest. So I expect a response. Your felony response
point,
will designate
at
your agreement
point.
And confession to these criminal charges. Is that your position? Foreign on the record, is that your position, that you are going to become a co-conspirator to the criminal activities going on in this court? Because it has been confirmed by a Secretary of State agent that there's a misprison of felony issue for at least theft of funds. Now, that would involve sedition against the United States for the violation of the bankruptcy laws. Is that your position? Are you going to tell me that you are going to be a co-conspirator with men who have committed kidnapping, assault on a foreign official, battery, involuntary slavery, etc. Are you going to violate your oath of office in this matter on and for the record? If so, I'm ready to arrest you right now. And if there's a sheriff in the room, I'm going to ask the sheriff if he's listening to what's going on. Sheriff, are you going to help me to arrest this man? Because I'm ready to give you an affidavit of probable cause right now. If not, I'm willing to arrest the man myself. The question is, will you aid or will you interfere? And I'm going to ask the sheriff a response. Then I'm going to ask the sheriff if he understands what a lawful order is. Do you understand what a lawful order is? Do you understand that I am the Supreme Court justice in this court? So anything you say and do in this court is subject to my review and my appeal authority. Now,
sir, you have a history of mental illness, sir. Now, we'll pick up with that question when we return after the break. Folks, you're listening to Tom Schultz in the courtroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Welcome back, my friend. We're here talking with Tom Schultz about appearing at a hearing involving some sort of criminal charge against the straw party defendant. If you're brought in shackles, first thing you do is have those shackles removed by establishing, as a matter of fact, on the record, that a man in bondage is not competent to contract. In fact, he's not competent to handle his own affairs, so they need to remove the shackles so that you can be free to negotiate. And at that point, you might wish to take advantage of the option of simply placing on the record the fact that you are a free man by way of question. Am I a free man, judge? Am I free, judge? If so,
then I elect to leave. My business here is completed. You might elect to be, if you don't have prior administrative process, you might elect to now move to inquire as to the claims and the charges that are present. Did anyone bring a 1099 OID to establish the claim? And if not, does anyone have a claim against you? And if not, then your business also is concluded. Or you might seek to bring their attention to the civil contract by which they are your servants and that you are the authority in that court. Tom, do you ever ask them if they have some piece of paper that gives them authority over you? Have you entered contract with them? Do they have any evidence of a contract by which you have contracted away to the privileges of the statutes, or you're at a legal liability to the statutes?
Exactly. A lot of times I will ask them, by what authority are you questioning me? Are you in receipt of a power of attorney from me to make a legal determination about my status? Is there something that you don't understand about my legal status? Is there a presumption here that you need clarified? Because I'll be glad to provide whatever clarification you need. And it will be certified by the Secretary of State. Pardon?
Do you ever ask them what presumptions they're operating under?
Often I do. I ask them many times if they are operating in a commercial venue. And if so, by what lawful authority do they think they have any right in this matter whatsoever? Or by what constitutional authority do they think they have the right to impair my contracts? Or by what authority do they think I've granted them power of attorney to get themselves involved in my affairs, whether that be driving or spitting on the street or smoking a cigarette or whatever else it might be?
I have authority as given to me by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
And the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is given authority by we the people, of which I am one of God's own. Therefore, I am the master and you are the servant. I think we've already established that fact. Now, as a public official, I'm requiring you to obey the law. Do you recognize what the law is? Do you understand that the Constitution is the basis for the authority by which the legislature has issued statutory commands and regulations for you to confine your limits of authority? Do you recognize those limits? Because if you do, or if you do not, one way or another, you're going to be held accountable for them. Do you recognize that? Do you recognize that you have no immunity when you step outside of your lawful authority? For and on the record, I'll take your silence as your agreement. What the court record showed that the judges accepted full immunity in this case. Okay? Does anybody else like to join the judge in this matter? Is anybody in this claim against me? If so, I'd like you to produce the 1099 and tax forms that demonstrate who is going to be in the funds.
Tom, I'm going to ask you to pause there. We're going to break. We'll be back in 1 minute after station identification with the second hour. We're going to continue with Tom, and we're also going to be bringing Keith Livingway online very shortly. So, folks, stick with us, please. It's just getting interesting.
Let me tell you why.